Joining us live on the show, they join us regularly for their segment called My Marriage Matters. They spoke nationally with Family Life's Weekend to Remember for many years. Joe and Cindy Farini, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. It is Disability Awareness Month, and you, rightfully so, want to talk about strengthening marriages for couples caring with someone with special needs, whether it's a child or an adult child. In this case, there may be some listening who don't know some of your story with Joey. Could you take us back to his birth and how you found out he has special needs?
Yes, I would be happy to. I first would like to say thank you very much to you, Brian, and your team for allowing us to be able to share this along with a couple other people that we have sent your way, and of course with Dr. Gersovich as well, because I think we often look at different kinds of months that we can celebrate, and this is a particular situation where we don't hear a lot from people with disabilities or about people with disabilities. And so this particular group happens to be one of the most risky groups in terms of poverty, social exclusion, and discrimination and violence, as well as along with children and isolated elderly people. So thanks for letting us have a voice here.
You bet.
And so we could go through statistics and things like that of how many people have a disability and how many of us are caring for them. But, you know, it was never on our blueprint when we first got married or when we were talking about getting married. It was never on our blueprint to think that we would have a child with special needs. Both of us, are relatively intelligent in terms of our abilities cognitively. Joe was a dentist. I was a teacher. We felt like we were coming into a marriage and we would have children, you know, that could be productive in society and doing the things kind of like perhaps we were doing. And so when our son was born, he came just almost on his due date. I went into labor on his due date, but he took quite a long time to make his present. So he was the next day. But yes, it was a difficult labor, but probably his disability probably did happen in utero, not necessarily during the birth. And so when he was born, he looked perfect. He was a good little baby, but he was not hitting his milestones. And you could tell in his eyes, Joe was able to see more so than I was. You could tell in his eyes, he wasn't tracking. Things weren't lighting up, if you will, like you see in other children. But because he was our first, we didn't really notice it. And so it probably was about 6 to 9 months when he wasn't able to do anything. He could not even lift his head yet, that we began to see ourselves, along with the doctors, that things weren't going the way they should. And so it began a journey, especially in those early days, which, you know, neither of our daughters were ever in on that part of Joey's life, of course, but so many therapies, so much work, so many doctors, so many tests. And, you know, like we said, it wasn't on our blueprint. And so all of those things were added to everyday life. And he's 42 now, and a lot of things really haven't changed. The child that we had when he was born is still the child that we have at 42.
And, you know, I can't imagine the emotional strain that put on you individually, let alone your marriage. What kind of stressors did you see pop up in your marriage relationship as you were getting Joey diagnosed?
Well, as Cindy said, this was not part of our blueprint. And so we were, you know, going along a journey that we thought, you know, we're just going to track with everybody else who has children. And once we began seeing that Joey was not hitting those mile markers that we were hoping to see, and we, quite honestly, excuse me, this is, got to keep in mind, it's 42 years ago. And our doctor was basically saying, no, he'll catch up. Yeah. And so I just put on my research hat, and I just began doing research on these symptoms that he had. And I basically, Cindy and I, we made an appointment with our doctor, and I laid out what I found, and I said, this is the diagnosis I think that my son has. You know, he has cerebral palsy, he has epilepsy, he's not going to be mentally retired. And the doctor looked at me, says, yes, you're right. He got up and walked out. And that was the extent of that first engagement with a professional, that there was a problem with our son.
Joe.
And so, you know, what do you do in that situation? You
stare at each other and you're like, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the tears start coming down, and you just begin at that point to engage in the process of addressing the needs of what your child has. And, you know, I think one of the most sobering things, and probably the biggest strain on our lives and our marriage, was that, you know, this was a lifetime diagnosis. You know, I would talk to people who thought they were, you know, saying, you know, somewhat intelligent things to me, and we would say that, you know, Joey's have some problems, and you know, their response to me was, well, my child, you know, has, I don't know, asthma, and he has bad allergies, or he has, and it's kind of like, yeah, I get that, but that's not a lifetime problem that you're going to have to deal with in terms of 24/7 care.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty sobering for us. And, you know, for me personally, I as a dentist, I stay pretty busy in my practice, and we were doing pretty good. And one thing that the reality that hit was that it didn't matter. It didn't matter one bit how much money I made. It didn't matter how successful I was. I could not fix my son. And that is the most frustrating thing I could think of at the time. And that obviously has carryover into your marriage relationship. And I think what we see, because we're very engaged with the special needs community, we see tragically, you know, the divorce rate is very high in this community. And I think this is one of the reasons why it is just a frustration piece that, you know, that's not what you signed up for, so to speak. I mean, you hate to reduce it down to those terms, but that basically is what it comes down to. Is that I did not sign up for this. I'm getting out, and they leave. And
it's not you often think it's the husband who would leave. It's not always that way.
Hmm. So tragic.
Which is sometimes surprising, you know.
Yeah. Joe, you were mentioning how, as a dad, you're like, I can, you know, someone comes in with the worst dental problem, I can fix that. But I can't fix this.
Yes.
How does that realization and probably the anger and sadness that comes with that impact your relationship with Cindy?
Well, those are very true statements, and it was incredibly frustrating to realize that I can't help my son get better, and unfortunately, that reality develops into attitudes and frustration, and that leads to anger that's birthed out of these frustrations. And because, you can't fix the problem, and neither can your spouse, but your spouse becomes the easy target, if you will, to express your frustration. And so because of that reality, you have to be able to address these in a healthy manner, these situations that you're dealing with on a daily, regular basis. And so I think that's one of the things that I'm so thankful for Cindy, because she is someone who is a very organized person, and she was able to really, take care of the order in which things had to be done, therapies, doctor's appointments, and so on. And so, and my job was basically to try to keep up with her at that point. And sadly, I mean, I would say one of my biggest regrets in our marriage was that early on, I was not, in my opinion, as on call, if you will, for Cindy as I wanted, as I should have been. My thinking at the time was that, I have a practice to run. I have to get this practice up and running. I have bills to pay. I'm going to go, and I work sometimes 6 days a week, and that filled my day. But when I'm looking back, I was being totally honest with everybody. I would say, going to work was actually an easy escape.
Yeah.
To avoid the reality of having to deal with a special needs child. I can fix your tooth. That's not a problem, but I can't fix my son. And so that's a reality that we see so many times in this community, is that until you're both on the same schedule, you're both dealing with the same reality, it's going to be difficult to have a marriage that's going to be a healthy, thriving marriage. But it can be done. can be done.
Yeah, and you know, Cindy, how did you do it? I'm sure people ask you that. You've been married 44 years now. How did you stay married with the stress of caring for Joey your entire lives?
Well, certainly the Lord has played an ultimate part of our lives, and we would not have the marriage we have. We probably wouldn't have the family that we have, the life that we have, without submitting and surrendering to the Lord everything in our lives, and that includes Joey. You know, sometimes I look back and I think, I don't know how I did it. And I do have to say, I'm actually mentoring a younger than me mom right now through some things with a special needs child. And one of the things she just said yesterday, and I hear Joe say all the time, he said, sometimes I think we make it look too easy. And sometimes I don't think we talk about it to the depth with other people that we would like to, because most people don't really want to listen to it.
Yeah.
And so how did we do it? I think we just put one foot in front of the other and trusted the Lord to get us to the place we needed to be. And sometimes honestly, sometimes I will look at Joey and I'll say to Joe, usually privately, obviously, I'll say, sometimes I can't even believe it's our life that we've been caring for him for so long. And you just do it. You do it because you love him. And you do it because he is your responsibility. And so, you know, sometimes when I think, how did I do it? I honestly don't know how I do it. I do remember one time being down at Metro Hospital. I was pregnant with Christina. My stomach was as big as the ball I was carrying for Joey to bring it home for therapy. And pushing a stroller and thinking in my head, is there anybody here who could help me? You know, but in the reality, like, I just did what I could do. I got to the car, I got everything put away, the kid, you know, the child's in the car, Joey's in, you get everything done the way you need to do it. I think for me, the biggest thing has always had to be, I've always had to check my attitude, because when I'm tired and frustrated, that's when it's easy, as Joe was saying, to get frustrated and angry. And, you know, this wasn't any of our plan for this to be a part of our life. And yet I can't even tell you how much Joey has changed every one of our lives. And I think it's for the better. Do I say that every day? No, because when I'm frustrated or I have to do something, everything we do for ourselves, we do for Joey. Yes, he can walk. He can talk a little bit. But he would not be able to be on his own. And yes, could he shave? Yes, he could shave, but one spot. He's not going to get all of it. You know, so everything takes an extra bit of care. And I will say, too, Joey has a very kind personality.
He does have another
side to his personality, as we all do. And when that happens, it's very difficult because it's hard to unwind him. But, you know, you go through really just one step at a time. And I think for us, we've had a great community of people. He's now has a program. He worked for 15 years in a very highly supervised group. Was great for him. It was a cream of the crop job. Now he's in just begun a program very near us that has been a great blessing. And you just put one foot in front of the other. And I'll tell you, if you don't have a support group, you have to be the person that goes out there and finds one. And if it's going to all be about you and you have it the worst and, you know, you can't do anything without this or that, and that's going to be you in a group, you're not going to last long, because everybody feels that way, you know. And so it has to be a team effort working together. And I thank God that I have a spouse that I can do it with, because some don't. And that's an added burden, really, to a life that's very challenged as a caregiver.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini have been our guests. We've barely scratched the surface of what it means in a marriage relationship to be caring for someone with special needs. But I know you two have spoken on this a ton. You've written on it. If folks want more resources, how do you recommend they find them?
If they would come to CindyFarini.com or JoeFarini.com, our books, the topics that we talk about are there. And actually, if they want to get in touch with us, that's the best way, because there may even be somebody who'd like to have a conversation at some point, and we're always open to that. If we can help somebody get from point A to B, we're there to help. And we're grateful for what the Lord has done in our life, and we, if we can help somebody else, we hope that we can.
Thank you for that and for sharing your journey. Please say hi to Joey for me. I haven't seen him in a while.
We
I love
will
that
do
guy.
That. Thank you. Thank you so much.